Wuror County Commissioner Tang Chatim says before local officials instituted the ban 2 weeks ago on all alcohol in Wuror County, at least 15 young people were killed in fighting caused by alcohol consumption. Chatim says officials hope the ban will put an end to alcohol-related violence and restore peace in the area. He also says 9 people, including those suspected of committing murder while under the influence of alcohol, have been arrested in the area. The commissioner says he issued the order banning the consumption of locally made brews and imported alcohol across Wuror County following a resolution adopted by county and community leaders who were attending a conference late last month.
We see that it is not good for the community. We come up with a resolution, and that conference has been attended by 72 people in 9 p.m. We say that the alcohol which have been brought from Juba have been burned, and we started to burn almost 36 cartons of alcohol which have been called Royal Gin. We burned them. The local alcohol we have been produced by a sugar also, we stop it in the area not to be used.
Chatim says the preparation, sale or consumption of any kind of liquor, including locally brewed alcohol, is prohibited in the county. And authorities have already arrested individuals who violated the ban.
Now we arrested almost 5 of thieves. They are in the custody, and also we arrested the killers, about 4. They are in prison. We're waiting for the supply from the state to come and evacuate them to the prison in Bor.
Richard Ruati, an aid worker who has been promoting sobriety among young people, welcomes the ban on the sale and consumption of alcohol. Ruati says drinking alcohol has enslaved many young South Sudanese.
It's a good thing to do, because the alcohol is really the destroying young people in many aspects. It's destroying family bondages, and it is destroying the progress and the economy of young people, because, you know, when young people get a salary or small money they get from the work they do, they use that money for alcohol. It is destroying their, not only their health, but also their progress.
Ruati urges national leaders to control and restrict the importation of alcohol into the country in order to save the nation's young people.
And I hope that kind of effort that they are doing can be rolled out in South Sudan or across South Sudan, because even the government need to restrict the kind of alcohol products they are importing to South Sudan. Because there is one thing of cracking down on those who are consuming it, but also it's another one to restrict the import. Because if those people who are importing it are stopped from importing, then the young people in South Sudan will be safe. That's the thing. Even where alcohol is in the Western world, there is a limit of how much alcohol someone can take in a bar or in the community.
Ruati says he consumed alcohol before quitting in 2018. He is urging young people to refrain from drinking, and says if a person is an addict or alcoholic, they should seek counseling from experts in order to recover. Pal Bill, the head chief in Wuror County, says the ban on alcohol has helped maintain law and order, and the community has witnessed relative stability in the last few days.
We don't like the alcohol here in Wuror. The root cause is that the people in Wuror or the youth, they will kill them according of the alcohol in Wuror County.
Ajang Garang Kwarwil, the chairperson of Jonglei State Chamber of Commerce, says he agrees it is a good thing to regulate the consumption of the alcohol. But he says banning all types of alcohol could cause some local businesses to fail, since some traders in Wuror County only deal in alcohol.
There are different types of alcoholic, the strong ones, such as whiskey and others. There are also less strong types of alcoholics. Well, traders do not like to bring something to destroy the community. But I see that it could be regulated by law, so that there are time to drink and time not to drink. And also who should drink. For example, alcoholics should not be sold to children under age of 18.
Corwill is urging authorities in Woodward County to review the ban on alcohol and consider instead enacting rules to regulate the consumption and sale of alcoholic beverages. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor, Jonglei State.